We're everywhere you are. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Always dreamed of exploring the islands of Hawaii? Well, quit putting it off and call Linda Roberts today with Best Trips Ever, 864-4666, for the 2020 Buyers & Company Hawaii Cruise, January 16th through the 26th. Book early for your choice of two free items valued at $500 per person. Call 864-4666 to find out about your dream vacation in Hawaii. 7-day cruise on Norwegian's Pride of America with stays on four fantastic Hawaiian islands. Call 864-4666, but call today to save big.
Swing and a long fly ball into center field. Get up, baby. Oh, yeah! A home run and the Cardinals win it.
It's time to fly with the Redbirds on the 2019 season. Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
There's a long one to left. Another home run for Paul Goldschmidt.
The Cardinals are back in action in Milwaukee, a 5:45 pregame and a 6:40 first pitch.
Ring and a home run. Look at this baby soar.
Don't miss all the action on your home for Cardinals baseball, WSOY Decatur.
How stable is Notre Dame? I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. That's the big question now that the fire at the cathedral is out.
It's the national symbol of France that has been damaged. It's a powerful symbol for us Christians.
Fox's Simon Owen is live in Paris.
Dave, the skyline here is changed today. While the cathedral's overall stone structure is still standing, it has no roof and its 300-foot-tall spire is gone. The fire has now been declared fully extinguished some 15 hours after the alarm was raised, after firefighters worked through the night. There have been no reports of deaths. Two of France's richest families, meanwhile, have pledged around $320 million to rebuilding efforts. Dave?
Simon, President Trump's lawyers urging the Treasury Department not to hand his tax returns over to House Democrats, calling it political, not for legislative purpose. The chairman of the Ways and Means Committee says he has the authority under tax code and the IRS must comply. Now, the frontrunner among Democrats running for president, Bernie Sanders, released his tax returns, then had a Fox News town hall in Pennsylvania.
The Vermont Independent Senator spent time laying out his Medicare for All single-payer health care plan.
You will have a card which has Medicare on it. You'll go to any doctor that you want. You'll go to any hospital that you want. And by the way, millions of people today are in networks which prevent them from doing this.
Sanders says the government paid insurance will mean no copays, deductibles, or premiums free at the point of service.
But does that mean you're not going to pay something? Of course it does. You're going to pay more in taxes.
The proposal earned a raucous applause from the town hall audience here. In Bethlehem, Pennsylvania, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
There is a new 2020 candidate, Bill Weld. The former Massachusetts governor joined the race last night as a Republican, challenging President Trump for the GOP nomination. This is Fox News.
All money managers might seem the same, but while some give their clients cookie-cutter portfolios, Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to your goals and needs. Some only call when they have something to sell. Fisher calls regularly, so you stay informed. And while some advisors are happy to earn commissions whether you do well or not, Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when you do better. In other words, we're on your side. Maybe that's why most of our clients come from other money managers. So if you're in or nearing retirement, talk with us and find out why investors are switching to and staying with Fisher Investments. Fisher Investments, clearly better money management. Investments in securities involve the risk of loss. Visit us at fisherinvestments.com to find out what we can do for you.
President Trump appears to be moving forward with a plan initially rejected within his administration to send immigrants captured after coming here illegally to sanctuary cities and states. He tweeted yesterday what looked like new policy.
House Democrats are responding in kind. In a letter to the White House and DHS, three powerful House committee chairmen write this: not only does the administration lack the legal authority to transfer detainees in this manner, it is shocking that the president and senior administration officials are even considering manipulating release decisions for purely political reasons. And they issue a list of demands. They want emails between White House, DHS, and ICE, internal DHS emails, files between DHS and ICE and all DHS documents discussing transfer or release of detainees.
That's Fox's Griff Jenkins. Meanwhile, on Thursday, the Attorney General will make the Mueller report public with redactions cutting out grand jury testimony and other sensitive information. Democrats, though, want to see the whole thing. On Wall Street, stock futures have been rising ahead of today's trading. Now sports. It's the biggest comeback in NBA playoff history. The L.A. Clippers, down by 31 points, rallied back to beat the defending champs.
Lou Williams knocks it down, and the game is tied at 128.
The Clippers went on to beat the Golden State Warriors, 135-131 on TNT, to tie the series at one game each. Philadelphia also got even with Brooklyn, tying an NBA playoff record with a 51-point third quarter. The 76ers beat the Nets in Game 2, 145-123. In hockey, the Carolina Panthers, or rather Hurricanes, shut out the defending champion Capitals, but Washington still up 2-1. Nashville took a 2-1 series lead over Dallas. Toronto beat Boston to also go up 2-1. Colorado topped Calgary to take a 2-1 lead. In baseball, Christian Yelich hit 3 home runs, drove in 7 to power Milwaukee past St. Louis. Jock Peterson hit a walk-off homer to power the Dodgers past the Reds in the ninth inning. And NFL news, Russell Wilson has a new deal. The Seattle quarterback reportedly the highest-paid player in football. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
A 4-year degree from Milliken University? That's just the beginning. Milliken's most recent graduate success rates was over 99% compared to other private schools, averaging only 90%. That means Milliken students don't just graduate, Milliken students succeed. Within 6 months of graduation, Milliken grads are employed or entering graduate or professional schools. Log on to Milliken.edu to schedule a visit and learn more about Milliken's approach to career readiness. Milliken is ready to see you succeed. Are you ready to make it, Milliken?
This year's rock lineup for the Illinois Lottery Grandstand at the Illinois State Fair is epic. Friday, August 9th, Megadeth. Saturday, August 10th, Bad Company with Foghat. And Saturday, August 17th, Shinedown. Tickets go on sale April 20th. Get yours at Ticketmaster.com. Rock this summer at the Illinois Lottery Grandstand.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, April 16th edition of Byers & Company. Ride and run this hour with Kyle May from Spin City and Fleet Feet. Plus, when you go too far, blaming your weather person for interrupting the Masters.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. We are back here on a Tuesday live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur, anticipating a beautiful, beautiful day ahead, right? all indications are.
So far, so good, yes. And not even like, I mean, there might be a little bit of wind, but it's going to be warm wind.
76 degrees, I'll take the wind.
Yeah.
Yes. Good morning, I'm Brian Byers, Lindsay Romano. In the studios in downtown Decatur, ready to rock and roll. Now, it used to be that your local TV weatherman, and they were called weathermen because it was generally women. Judy Frazier was on Channel 3 forever, right?
Oh, yeah. I forgot about her. Yes.
But, you know, you grew up here. It was Lauren Boatman, and then it was Bob Murray.
Mm-hmm.
And you had this long list of sort of, what was Joe's last name?
I don't remember.
I'm drawing a complete blank. He used to do the show with us all the time. He works for, he went to work for the state.
No idea.
Joe Bauer.
Oh,
thank
Joe,
you
okay.
very much. Jeez. J.C. Fultz. Anyway, you've got this long line of your local weather guy. And the local weather guy didn't used to be controversial. The local weather guy used to be beloved. I mean, it was just sort of, you know, Lauren Boatman, I believe, was a math teacher at Lakeview and also was the meteorologist for WAD. And then Bob Murray was, you know, beloved for years. And then after that, you have all of these folks. I mean, it didn't used to be a controversial a position, did it?
No.
This is a modern day thing of the I'm just going to be angry at the TV meteorologist.
Mm-hmm.
And evidently there were some tornado warnings and even a touchdown.
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I was seeing watch and then also warning.
Well, there was a potential tornado and there was a touchdown. I mean, this was in Atlanta, in the Georgia area, mm-hmm. not around Augusta, but enough to where they split the screen, meaning they didn't take the masters off. You just couldn't hear the commentators. And they had a five-minute break-in. And then this Atlanta CBS 46 weather woman, what it was a female meteorologist. What is the politically correct description today?
I mean, I would say
weather presenter is how the story says
it. Good grief. Okay.
Her name is Ella Dorsey. By the way, the best looking meteorologist I've ever seen in my entire life.
Yeah.
And she got death threats for interrupting the Masters.
That's a little far.
Don't you think?
A little far.
And the people who were tweeting in, you know, oh, you could have done a you know, scroll across the bottom of the screen, or there's this thing called the internet. Yeah, same for you indulging in the Masters.
Exactly.
Like, you're going to miss any of this.
You do have people, a population that probably don't have access to a computer or maybe whatever.
I mean, don't. It's not even that. It's to the knuckleheads who won't leave their living room watching the Masters, even if a tornado might be bearing down
yeah.
on them. I don't understand.
Death threats?
Yes. And what is up? And maybe this has always been the case, and just because of social media, she's able to respond on Twitter, and so there before we know about it, maybe this has always been a thing that you just didn't take seriously because people were just cranks and they called in.
Mm-hmm.
But this is going too far.
Way too far.
Death threats anytime over anything are too far.
Yeah, any kind of threat. Any kind of threat of bodily harm.
Can we set the bar there?
I think we can set the bar a little higher than that.
No, I'm saying in any circumstances.
Yes, in any circumstances.
Death threats, not the right response.
No.
In any circumstances, unless you're in like your safe room in your house and there are people literally robbing you and your life is in danger.
Yeah.
You went on the little speaker going, get out or I'm going to shoot you. That's the only time the death threat is appropriate. Every other time in life, inappropriate. I just want to know when the weather person got to be so controversial. I mean, you get people who are angry.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we'll have a forecast. Every once in a while, there'll be a warning that's thrown out. Every once in a while, there's a school closing that turns out to be, you know, maybe not necessary, you know, because the weather shifts or changes. And I, to this day, on April 16th, 2019, do not understand the mindset that is upset, mad when we miss bad weather.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, you said it was going to do this.
Yes, yeah. We expect a large storm in National Weather Service. Hey, brace yourself. We might be dealing with this.
And then it misses. And instead of being happy that you don't have the bad weather,
oh, they're
you have
angry.
People that are angry that the weather
and
missed
us.
It's
more that they want to point out that you were wrong.
Uh-huh. Well, no. Well, yes. But there's still an anger that they're not going through something awful.
Uh-huh.
And I just, to my bones, do not understand that logic at all.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she had sent out on Twitter a message
which I don't know. Some people might say this just causes, you know, more crazies.
I think so, yeah.
Well, I don't know. I'm glad to know. To everyone sending me death threats right now, you wouldn't be saying a damn thing if a tornado was ravaging your home this afternoon. Lives are more important than 5 minutes of golf. I will continue to repeat that if and when we cut into programming to keep people safe. Good for her.
Yeah. I mean, because get some, you know, priorities and some perspective, people.
Yes.
Good grief.
I enjoyed the Masters every bit as much as anybody else, and I was glued to the screen. And Sunday was a really strange thing in the United States of America and also around the world, not just here. It was the very first time outside of a Super Bowl in a very long time where we all as a nation, as a people, shared a common experience at the same time. That doesn't happen anymore. So I get the emotion of going, oh, I can't believe this. They're interrupting my... But, I mean, what is it you're going to miss? They do a gazillion, replays.
Yes, exactly. Or
and they didn't even take it off.
He approaches.
They put, well, first of all, the commentators are more important than a non-golf fan thinks. But you for a few minutes to have a split screen where you can still see what's going on. And, oh, I don't know, there's this thing called Twitter, which has more information than any human being will ever be able to consume, good and bad.
I think people just needed something to complain about.
So this is what I don't get. You're upset, you're mad that you have 5 minutes of split screen time, but you have time. I'm assuming one doesn't just know the phone number to the local television station off the top of their head. But you have time to sort of take out of your Masters viewing experience to look up the phone number of the TV station and call in a death threat. What are you missing while you're doing that?
Yeah. Well, and the kind of people that would call in a death threat, I have a feeling already know the number.
No.
Like those are the cranks.
No, I think you're thinking these are people that are crazy. And I'm saying I think these are people that you know. I think these are people that you associate with or work around or have met. I don't think this is like the cuckoo cranks. I think this is just people who have this entitlement in this country anymore that just any little bump sets them off.
Yeah.
And I think it would stun you if you knew who was capable of this kind of behavior. And I think that's what I've learned from social media. And it's not the platform, by the way, that has caused this sort of behavior. It is our lack of self-control. What would you call it?
You know, it is not the platform. It isn't. These people have always found a way one way.
They've been there.
They write notebooks out or they'd send letters to the editor or whatever.
No. See, I think you're missing the category of people. I think you're talking about full-time cranks. I think people just lose it today. I think we are on the edge all the time. I don't think this is the person who writes a letter to the editor every 30 days.
Always were that way.
Mm.
Don't you think we're just more angry or we're more angry?
Yes, but look at the environment in which we live. Don't you think it produces anger? That's all you flip on the idiot tube at home and flip around a cable news channel. What do you get? I mean, if you're to believe most of what is being aimed at you as far as news and information, does it not seem like the country is completely angry about everything? TV news, there's no excuse for a death threat, but TV news, probably not the weather, but TV news drives a lot of this, doesn't it? For the sake of sensationalism? Everybody needs to take a deep breath. You stand in a corner and count to what? What is the old adage?
Count to 10.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Is that the magic number? Is that scientifically
proven?
Go count
to 10. Yes.
Parents have been giving that out for a while now. Maybe it should be 20 or 30 or 15. I don't know what the number is, whatever your magic number is. But death threats, never acceptable, particularly when the woman at the TV station doing the weather is just trying to give people information to keep them safe.
Yeah.
And you got your split screen.
Tornadoes. It's not like it's gusty out.
Yeah. So simmer down. All right. Lindsay had the quote of the night. Last night we were watching Killing Eve, which is the, I know you've tired of me droning on about this, but I want you to have this experience because it's magical. And I don't know if the first season is still on BBC America. I know you can get it on Hulu. The second season started, a week ago Sunday?
Yeah.
Episode 2 was on Sunday night because of that epic Sunday of massive entertainment. We didn't get a chance to watch it until last night. But you had the audacity in the middle of the show to go, this is really weird.
It's just there's moments where you're just like,
But the whole thing thinks of this. The whole thing is so weird. It was odd that you found a segment weird enough to go, man, this is really bizarre. You're like,
yeah,
you've watched a whole season of this.
It's just you, just when you think it's already pretty out there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, what? What?
Yeah, Killing Eve. Only two episodes into the second season. And I think they only have like eight episodes. Mm-hmm. I really like the way the British do this. Do you need 22 episodes of anything?
No, not if it's quality.
That's still what network TV is doing, right?
Yeah, and they parse things out because you can't really write exciting 22 episodes.
No, if there's 20 whatever episodes, some of them are just throwaways, right? I mean, they're just filling time.
Yep.
Give me 6, 8, 10 really impactful episodes, and it seems to be the lead that Netflix is following, right?
Yes.
It's like Narcos or Stranger Things or any of those shows. Yeah, smaller amount of time. Mm-hmm. Cram it all in. Give me everything you got with each episode. Killing Eve, certainly doing that. I know everybody goes on and on about Sandra Oh. I mean, on and on and on. And I like her a lot. I mean, I remember when she was Arliss's secretary.
Oh, my gosh, that's going back.
You remember that?
Yeah.
And I really never liked Arliss. That was like sort of back in the early days of HBO. But I think that the other woman who is in this show is better than Sandra Oh.
Oh, my gosh. She's mesmerizing. I can't even put my finger on what it is about her.
Villanelle.
Yeah.
And just the shot of her walking down the street with the briefcase and the pow and the blam pajamas is hysterical.
Children's pajamas.
Yes. And there's a whole, I don't want to get into any of the backstory at all, but you've got to watch this show. It's on Sunday nights at 8 p.m. on BBC America. You can follow it at Killing Eve on Twitter. Now, don't get mad at Lindsay. She's going to give you a forecast, and if it turns out the wind's a little more or a little less,
please don't threaten to kill
me. This is the best estimate.
Yeah, this is the best I can do. Today, we've got partly sunny skies, highs around 76 degrees. For tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 57 for your Wednesday. Partly sunny, highs near 76. Then Thursday, we are looking at showers and possibly a thunderstorm. Highs around 64 degrees. It is 52 degrees in downtown Decatur.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Milliken and Richland have over 180 degrees. 180 degrees ain't enough to bake a pizza, but it's enough to get you a slice of the pie. You can do it! Limitless Decatur. Know it! More bang for your buck. Decatur is the most affordable housing market in the country. That's more money for pillows, baby. Ha ha! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
When it comes to shopping in Central Illinois, the Brass Horn and the Brass Horn 2 in downtown Decatur is the place for both him and her.
The Brass Horn Men's Clothing Store is a one-stop shop for all the men in your life. We proudly carry business attire, leisure weekend wear, and we can even make sure your special day is well-suited with a tux.
That's not all. The Brass Horn 2 is directly connected to the Brass Horn, and we have everything a woman could want, from luxury clothing, unique gifts, and stunning home decor.
Make your shopping trip an experience for both him and her by shopping at the Brass Horn and Brass Horn 2.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, Ride and Run, coming up in just a little bit. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf with us at the top of the hour. We'll check in with Mark Tupper on sports. And The Redbird Report, which will be Mike Claiborne with us a little bit later in the program, presented by Jurger Pediatric Dentistry, where beautiful smiles begin. All right. So who's your favorite character in a cast full of quirky characters on Killing Eve? I like Villanelle, and I love Carolyn.
Carolyn?
The
boss?
Yes.
Yeah. Pig placenta.
Well, yeah. Okay, that's you throw those out there. You're going to scare people.
I know.
So it is amazing if you haven't watched. I just you got to watch. You have to. All right. So the first round of the WSOY MCA challenge, the first get-together was yesterday. Mm-hmm. There's a video up on Nowdecator.com and the Nowdecator Facebook page. What did you think of the opening salvo from Austin and Angela on our first 60-minute get-together? We have all our newcomers that were
there. I'm a little worried for our newcomers.
Why are you worried about them?
Because that was hard.
Well, it's hard for everyone.
I know. And I mean, like, that was right out of the box.
Yeah?
So I was like, man, we're not even going to warm them up to this? Nothing? We're just going to go straight into TRX piking and...
Okay. So what was your favorite part? Like I said, the video's up. You can check it out right now on Facebook or Nowdecator.com. Twitter, all the social media. But what did you think? Because we did a 15-minute warm-up.
Yeah.
Which is not an... We don't do a lot of those.
No, we don't.
And I think that was because we did have some newbies.
Yes.
Just making sure everybody's loose.
Well, just to see, you know, like, okay, what's your cardio? Mm-hmm. What can you handle and things like that? So, yeah, we had to either run the track... Run the stairs.
We didn't. It wasn't either or. We had to do all three of
them. Yeah, we split up into three different groups.
Yes. And to this day, I don't think have you ever met anyone? You'll meet people that like to run. You'll meet people that like to, you know, do hits, you know, high intensity.
Yeah.
You'll meet people that like Tabata. Does anyone like running stairs? I mean, have you ever met anyone who goes, oh, yeah, I love that?
No, never. Never. And I hate it. I mean, you're good for like two up and downs and then, ugh,
yeah,
I need a break.
So it was the warm-up, up and downstairs, running the track.
Mm-hmm. And it was 5 minutes, 5 minutes, five minutes.
5 minutes, yes. Yeah. So that was your 15-minute warm-up. And so then going up and down the floor with the different kind of runs.
Yes, so you had to do like high knees or butt kicks or, you know, crisscross.
Paytons, or, you know, like those, or, yeah. or that was what they called that, or Walters or something?
I don't remember.
That was what the straight leg out. You remember
yes.
the way he used to run into the end zone?
Yes.
And that's good for a couple of yards, you know, at the NFL. You know, you hit the 5-yard line and you... prance into
but
the
like down
end zone,
court
down and
back,
of the full length of the gym, a little more difficult. And then we split up into groups, and we had core as mm-hmm. one group. We had legs as another group, and then we had, upper body. And so you had to go through all the different routines. Now, the video is very funny because, as we know, we've got our newcomers, and they're great. I think we got a great class this time. And then you got Matt Whitehead, who's literally been in it from the very beginning, but always seems to start as a newcomer.
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No, yes, and some of that's creative editing, but I will tell
you. Creative editing my rear end, it's picking which of the 25 identical shots you have to use.
Yeah, it was a challenge. Even I was like, ugh.
Oh, it was tough. I burned 505 calories.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday during the 57 minutes exactly. I think I started my watch a little late. So that's a great workout. So I thought it was a lot of fun.
It was.
All right. So what do you think of the crew? And then how did our very own Rachel Devereaux do, our newest member of the Nowdecator team, who, by the way, was a high school and college athlete. And she's not that far removed from those days, right?
No.
I mean state champion, national champion, quality level athlete.
Yeah.
Runner, ran 70 miles a week. How many human beings do you know? I mean, 70 miles
uh-huh.
is a long time.
And I said, have to go. She goes, that running part was really hard.
She met up and down the stairs?
She's just like, all of it. She did not like the running.
Interesting. Okay. And then the Reverend,
He was super psyched. He got into this. I thought he was going to be on the floor. And I come back into the gym from being in the wellness center.
Yeah.
Because I was in another group and came in and he's like, yeah, yeah.
He was struggling.
I know.
The TRX for people who have, that was a tough TRX start if you've never been.
Very much so. I thought that was really kind of advanced even.
The TRX.
Him. Yeah.
Because that's just a weird body balance thing that you do get used to pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
But the first time you strap into those kind of things, it's particularly with your feet.
Yes.
It's
That's a lot of shoulder. That's a lot of core. That's a lot of, I mean, takes a lot.
I struggled early on and still do occasionally with just like your left or your right leg, your dominant leg wants to pull down and you get mm-hmm. the straps uneven. I mean, it's just an awkward sort
of. Yeah, you got to have a lot of core stability and stuff. So it was.
But they'll be much better at that next time around.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So Reverend Courtney Carson and then Katie is back. She's just a beast.
She is. I love her.
Yeah, she's
love
great.
Her.
And who else? Rachel.
Ryan Opperly.
Yeah, he was in my group as mm-hmm. well. And the newest Y employee that's participating.
Mm-hmm. Tammy.
Tammy. And then I'm leaving somebody out.
A Y board member, Stephanie.
Oh, okay. So Stephanie and Tammy and Ryan and Courtney and Rachel are the new faces
mm-hmm.
In the WSOY MCA Challenge. You can check out the video right now. It's pretty funny. So we had two trainers yesterday, Austin and Angela. And there was really one funny bit, I thought, in the video that Matt did yesterday with Courtney and Austin there at the end.
Oh, my gosh.
That was really funny.
Well, we started with a prayer, and I noticed Austin was off to the side.
Not saying anything?
Just saying.
All right, we get back here. We've got Ride and Run coming up. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf in the studios, top of the hour. We'll talk about post-election and what's coming next for the city of Decatur. Stay tuned. News is next.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. Judge Thomas Little, Macon County Juvenile Advocacy Judge, was recently honored as the 2019 Illinois CASA Judge of the Year. Little was honored at the office's annual Illinois CASA conference in Bloomington. Judge Little's award was announced in the midst of a high number of children entering into the court's care. From 2016 to 2017, the number of abused and neglected children rose by 45% right here in Macon County. But you can help. Tomorrow is CASA Day at Newhoff Media. Newhoff Media will be selling Playhouse raffle tickets for the CASA Castle and the Charleston Single House from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. in Central Park, or you can go to MaconCountyCASA.org to buy raffle tickets. The average federal tax refund in Illinois ranks 7th highest among the 50 states, according to a new analysis from the website 24/7 Wall Street. The average refund was $3,525 based on 2017 IRS data book numbers. The refunds resulted from more than 245 million tax returns. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to NowDecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. A fire's out, but there is major damage at Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris.
There was a renovation on the roof near the spire of the cathedral. It's believed that there was an accident involved in that, and that's what triggered the roof going up in flames, the spire coming down, flames reaching inside, untold millions. French President Macron said it will be built again. Structurally, it's fine. It will live, according to many of the people we've been talking to.
Fox's Greg Palcott in Paris. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders says we will pay more in taxes if he's elected president. Asked during a Fox News town hall why he accepted the tax break signed into law by President Trump.
Come on. But I paid the taxes that I owe. And by the way, why don't you got Donald Trump up here and ask him how much he pays in taxes?
This is Fox News.
Join Byers & Company live from the Children's Museum this Thursday, April 18th, for the Duck Derby Early Bird Drawing. Every duck purchased during the Early Bird Drawing will be eligible for fabulous prizes from Taproot, Robbie's, The Beach House, Giggles, and more. Purchase $100 or more in ducks and win prizes like Cubs vs. Cardinals dugout seats, jewelry, Oak Terrace packages, and more. And don't forget the Duck Derby race on Saturday, May 4th, for your chance to win the top prize of $3,000. Don't miss your chance for Early Bird prizes this Thursday, April 18th, from 6 to 9 a.m.
Know it!
Here is Lindsay Marlene Romano with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies, highs near 76 degrees. Then for tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 57. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 76. Then Thursday, showers, possible thunderstorms, highs near 64 degrees. It's 52 degrees right now in downtown Decatur.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. What happened on the campaign trail yesterday? Well, Bernie did that sit down with Fox News. It's interesting because Fox got shut out of the Democratic primary. And so now it seems like they're just going to cherry pick particular candidates and give them the airtime. Was that smart for the DNC to pull out of, or the DCC to pull out of the DCCC? Yes.
Yeah.
Smart to pull out of like a debate for Fox and just ignore that half of America?
No, it was stupid.
Well, some of the candidates seem to have figured that out. They'll take the stage by themselves.
Yeah.
So, interesting couple of stories I saw over the last 24 hours about the Democratic primary. One, that raising, there's so many candidates that many of them are struggling to raise money, right? Because there's just, when you have a front runner or a clear and away thing, everybody, the money jumps on the bandwagon.
Money jumps on the bandwagon, yeah.
But that's not happening necessarily. There's a handful that are doing well. But here's the interesting story today. The unions are urging the Democratic candidates to focus on kitchen table economics. Now, unions have been staunchly Democrat for a long time. That doesn't mean everybody in their membership votes Democrat, but a lot of them do. And Terry McGowan, president of the International Union of Operating Engineers, Local 139 in Wisconsin, said many of the issues driving the 2020 primary so far are distractions. They've got to pay attention to kitchen table economics, said the president of the Las Vegas Culinary Union that represents 60,000 hotel and casino workers. We don't quite see that. This stuff that they're getting into, that these candidates, this progressive stuff, as ardently supportive as unions are of Democratic candidates, that's not who they are. You go to a union household, they're not socialist.
No. No. They work hard, earn their money. They'd like to keep it.
Yep. And we talk about these Rust Belt states and the warning signs as far as many of those working class voters voting for Trump. You see where some of the party's being driven. It's no secret, said Rusty McAllister, executive secretary of the Nevada AFL-CIO. McAllister pointed to Medicare for All, the health care proposal of choice for several candidates, as an example of Democrats not seizing on labor's top priorities. Many unions already organized and fought for private insurance for their members. They don't want to get rid of their insurance.
No.
That's not something that I think labor is as much focused on as some of the progressives. This goes on and on and on to quote several of these large unions. Look, you guys are missing the point.
And you're going to miss the vote, too.
Yep. Now, do you think that the progressives of the Democratic Party are going to hear that? Or are they going to just tell the unions, hey, you're going to do it our way, the way this AOC movement is
now? I think that's exactly what they'll do. They'll look at it and go, you don't care about poor people. You're racist. I mean, they'll do the same thing they're doing to anybody else. They'll marginalize anybody that does not agree with them.
Well, I think Joe Biden's a guy that...
Joe Biden is not one of those
people. No, the unions are going to love him.
Yes, he is not.
So what do you do if you're the Democratic Party right now? Do you take a shot at Mayor Pete, who seems to be progressive, or a progressive as far as the insurance thing?
He's on CNN as we speak.
Yeah. And I don't know. Bernie Sanders is on top some of the polls, takes the lead for the Democratic nomination, and certainly shows Mayor Pete on the move. But there's these tapes. Have you heard this thing about South Bend with this police department thing?
No. Somebody trying to kick him off the
No. There was an Indiana judge will rule soon, according to The Hill, on whether to release five cassette tapes of secretly recorded conversations between South Bend police officers that led to the 2012 demotion of Police Chief Daryl Boykins, the city's first ever black police chief. South Bend City Council subpoenaed the mayor, Pete, to win release of the tapes, which were at the center of a police department shakeup and a series of lawsuits. There was a demotion of an African-American police chief. There was tapes that were secretly recorded. The mayor and his office says that they've not listened to him, that they're following the law because they're not sure that these tapes were made legally. And, mm-hmm. and there's, I mean, I think he's doing what he can, but there's evidently allegations of racism. Black leaders in the city say that there's evidence of racism. And it could call into question series of convictions that stem from white police officers investigating blasts. That's 25% South Bend is African-American. So there's some stuff swirling with him, even as he is
jumping up the charts mm-hmm. on the Democratic Party. Whenever you're the mayor of a city, I mean, you can ask the mayor who comes in at the top of the hour, right? I mean, no matter what happens, it sticks with you.
Yes.
Good or bad.
Good or bad.
And whenever you're a mayor, what do you have? You have police departments. You have fire departments. You have road crews and whatever, you know, under your belt. So decisions are made. I don't know what's on these tapes. I have no idea. Maybe this is just smoke and no fire. But he's not without some baggage here, which is what happens when you actually find people that have governed, right? Or not governed. Trump's never governed anything, and he's got like more baggage and smoke than everybody.
So, I mean, this seems kind of
history of everything combined. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it seems to me like I understand the legalese that he is standing behind saying, look, these tapes, we're waiting on a judge to say whether or not you can even listen to these, because if they were, you know, there's different laws in different states about secretly recording things.
Voice versus image on recordings.
Yes, and you can't just pass it around or release it necessarily if it was recorded illegally. We'll see. Meanwhile, when you saw the images of Notre Dame, wasn't that heartbreaking yesterday?
It really was.
I immediately thought terrorism, because that's what I mean, in this day and age, that's what you immediately think.
Well, I wondered, you know, it's an iconic symbol of
Well, there's
church.
Been past threats.
Yes, there's been past threats. It's Holy Week. And so I kind of wondered if that was the case, but it seems it's just a really unfortunate tragedy.
Well, one of the things that you'll notice if you travel to Europe or any place in the world where you have these very old, ancient buildings, right? Are you not always surprised that more of this doesn't happen? I mean, being in some of this stuff, I mean, even when you go to the Vatican or you go to, you know, Germany or wherever, these structures are old.
Yeah, very. And and it's funny because what we consider old...
No, not old by American standards,
no.
Old by any standards.
Like, centuries.
Yeah, evidently there was a fire brigade chaplain who entered the flaming Notre Dame to recover, literally, this French priest. He survived an ambush in Afghanistan. He's also emerged as the hero of the Notre Dame fire. Jean-Marc Fournier, chaplain of the Paris Fire Brigade, saved the Blessed Sacrament of the Crown of Thorns from the Blazing Cathedral on Monday. I mean, he went in specifically to grab this particular thing. And being a priest, knew the importance of that. Thankfully, no deaths. And I know it left tourists scrambling, and it was just heartbreaking to see that. I'm sure the French people will respond. What did I hear in the news? There's already $320 million offered by
France
private citizens
to
pay for
richest families
rebuilding. Good for them. All right, we've got to take a break when we get back here. Ride and Run with Kyle May from Fleet Feet and Spin City. How did Heather do? I wonder if he's watched the video. I don't know what to expect. Kyle was out celebrating his anniversary late last night. I think it was his anniversary. Yes.
He was probably having cake.
Huh?
And beers.
Yeah, I don't know. He said thank God for spell check. Anyway. We'll tell you all about it when we get back on the other side of the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee locally educated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
Traveling for business? Stretch the time you have at home by hopping on a fast flight from Decatur Regional Airport to St. Louis, starting at just $29 each way. Or fly to Chicago with fares starting at just $59 each way. Cape Air will have you there in an hour so you can skip the drive and arrive at your meeting refreshed. Or make easy connections through St. Louis Lambert International or Chicago O'Hare to wherever you need to go. Enjoy free parking and hassle-free travel when you fly out of Decatur. Book at capeair.com or call 1-800-CAPE-AIR. Fare subject to availability. Some restrictions apply. Visit capeair.com for details.
Want to be your own boss? ADM Trucking is now hiring local and over-the-road owner-operators. We are paying $1.15 per mile plus fuel surcharge. Come join our team of professional drivers. To apply, applicants must have 1 year of recent driving experience, be at least 21 years of age, and have tank endorsement. If you're interested, call Debbie Sarko at 217-424-5686. That's 217-424-5686. Or visit adm.com/careers.
Get ready, Decatur. Corks and Forks, the social event of the spring, returns Thursday, April 25th to the Decatur Conference Center. Enjoy samples of the very best entrees, appetizers, desserts, and more from the area's finest restaurants and caterers, paired with an extensive selection of wines from around the world. Music, games, raffles, a sizable silent auction, and a South American-themed VIP dining event are all on the menu. Get tickets and info at 423-3189 or at DecaturArts.org.
It's not poor old Decatur. Decatur has the highest hourly wages in the region. Higher than Bloomington Normal, Champaign Urbana, Springfield, and Peoria. Cha-ching! Limitless Decatur. Know it! Boss not buying, you got stuck by a train again? Listen, Chief, there's over 8,000 rail cars a day rolling through Decatur. That's big business, baby! Woohoo! Limitless Decatur. Know it!
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, it is certainly time to get out and ride and run. The weather is turning. I know we had a little setback over the weekend. We dodged most of that. Chicago had snow, the latest in the year, like in 50 years or something. But we're here, 70s today, Kyle May, 76 today, almost 80.
I'm going to go for a bike ride.
Are you going to go for a bike ride? Do you mind the wind?
No. Well, you get used to it.
Yes. Are you a professional, though? I mean, would you describe yourself as a professional cyclist?
I don't know about that.
Well, I mean, you're compared to most people.
I've been riding for like 25 years, so I have a lot of...
Yes, you have a lot of experience.
Yeah.
All right, so we talked about this with Heather yesterday, who had her first day in the WSOY MCA Challenge.
Yeah, she loved it.
Yeah? Did you talk to her afterwards? Yeah. And what did she have to say?
She thought the warm-up was the whole workout.
Yes.
And then it got hard from there. So... No, I think she's a little out of her element, and she's okay with it and kind of gets a kick out of it.
That's good. Well, you can check out the video at nowdecatur.com or our Nowdecatur Facebook page, Twitter account. It's all there.
So what were you talking to her about?
We were talking about at the Y the other day when we had our lunch, and just it's the same thing for Fleet Feet and Spin City, I think, is for the Y. There's this gymtimidation sort of thing that half of Americans feel about this trepidation about joining a gym or coming in and starting something because they're worried about what they're going to look like. And I assume that you guys see the same thing every day at your shops.
Yes.
Yeah. People that finally get the courage to sort of come in because they feel like it's sort of a cliquey kind of thing that they won't belong in. They find the good news is once they break that fear, they find out that that's just a perception that's not true. But there's a lot of Americans out there that maybe would think the idea of going on a bike ride sounds fantastic, but they're just intimidated by it.
Yes.
Okay. So how do you make them feel welcome when they walk in the door of Spin City?
A yell.
Yeah? No.
We've all kind of been there, and I've been riding for 25 years, but I can go back to the first couple times that I went in a bike shop and how I was handled and stuff. So, yeah, we just try to walk people through what they see themselves doing and try to do what we can to help them achieve that goal.
Well, you have all kinds of programs to get people started, whether it's riding or running.
Yeah, we do a lot of events.
Yeah, you really do. I was going to go through some of the ones that are in the next few weeks. Next Monday is Earth Day Fun Run. So what do you do there? You run and you pick stuff up? Trash?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
So our neighborhood is over by Milliken, and some people don't take very good care of their property. So there's some trash floating around. So you can... We got it set up for like an hour and a half, so you can go for a run and then come back and pick something up. So the idea is you run along with the trash bag and throw some stuff in it that you see each time you go do our runs and see stuff along our route. Last year we collected a ton of stuff just from our neighboring lot and on the route itself. So, yeah, we did pretty good.
Okay, I noticed you were. I'm sorry, I interrupted. Lindsay's putting her makeup on. So you pick up some interesting stuff, I would assume.
Yeah, I was joking that we're going to have a prize for the most interesting item.
Okay, and that probably could be all over the place.
I think there were some. Yeah, there's some things that. All right, were interesting last year.
So Earth Day Fun. Now, when talk about this, how do people participate?
Just show up. Mark, we have a Facebook event.
What
mark
time?
Mark that you're going on Facebook.
Okay.
It's 5 o'clock on next Monday night.
Okay.
So we originally had it for this Sunday, but Sunday's Easter, so we had to move it to Monday.
Yeah, yeah, that little thing in the calendar gets in the way.
Yeah, that kind of would be a conflict of interest.
All right. You've got April 27th is the Illinois Marathon. Now, this is a cool one because it's probably too late to train for it, but if you're a person who likes to run the 5K, they finish on the field at the University of Illinois, the football field.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At Memorial Stadium. So one of our training programs, their graduation is the half marathon and marathon over there. So they've been training for 10 weeks or so now, and this is their big graduation race coming up. It's probably a little hard to get trained for a half, but the 5K, I think you could probably still get in.
Yeah, but that's fun, though, right? I mean, ending up in Memorial Stadium. Most people don't get a chance to get on the field.
Right, yeah. I think that's definitely a draw for it, and it's really flat,
yep.
So it's fast.
All right, then you got one last yoga class next Sunday, the 28th.
Yes. And then I think we're going to try to do it every 4 to 6 weeks or something like that. But we take a break in the wintertime. And that's one of those things that we try to, you know, yoga is intimidating for some people, too. So we try to bring some of our customers into our environment that they're comfortable with and expose them to a yoga teacher. And then hopefully they like that experience.
Do guys still have this thing with yoga?
No, we got some guys.
No, absolutely there are. But I still think there's some macho guys that think sort of yoga is you really need to. Yoga is unbelievable. I mean, it really is.
Say that to Diamond Dallas Page's face, and I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
He'd disagree.
I don't even know who that is.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh,
Man, we got him.
Okay,
we got him on something.
I know.
And you guys really thought that I would know a name of a wrestler. This is intriguing.
He's a yoga person.
They should be. I remember it was a big deal in the 1970s when I was a kid. Lynn Swann, who was the Hall of Fame wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers, did ballet.
Yeah.
And he did ballet because it helped with his coordination and movement.
But it
was a big deal because the NFL was like, what, you're doing ballet?
Yeah.
And I still think there's some guys that have that sort of thing. And it's probably not just yoga. It might be Zumba or anything else that's, you know, kind of. But, man, you should try it. It's incredibly challenging, but it's great.
I've done it a couple of times. I think Heather said some guys that work out that from the club and stuff have been showing up for some of our classes.
Oh, that's great.
So, yeah, it's should try to take advantage of that sometime.
All right, so let's talk about I'll set up the question before the break and give you the break to think about it.
Well,
we talked to Heather about this last time. She was on, like, first-time person coming in, you know, getting the thing done so they can look at their feet in three-dimensional way and picking out the right shoes. I want to talk about the bikes because I think there's a lot of people that would really enjoy just, you know, recreational leisure bike riding. And I don't think people realize that that's a big part of your audience, too, that it's not just guys. I mean, you come in here and talk about these ridiculous gravel rides and stuff that, I mean, a half of a one percentile of Americans are going to actually do. I mean, number-wise.
Yeah. We got something coming up to try to hopefully bridge that gap.
Recreational bikers. You know, somebody who has, maybe they haven't ridden a bike in a long time, but they think, okay, that'd be a great way to go out, take my bike out to the bike pass, you know, go out to Rock Springs, you know, get to see a little nature, get a little exercise in. So I'm going to be that guy. Maybe we'll role play on the other side of the break. I walk into Spin City for the first time, not really knowing what it is I want. I'm a little intimidated because I'm thinking that, you know, all these bikes are $6,000-$7,000, you know, that it's a ridiculous, you know, expensive hobby to get into.
I think what you're saying is like 95% of our customers.
Right. So we'll do that when we get back on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got partly sunny skies with highs around 76 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy and lows around 57. For your Wednesday, partly sunny, highs near 76. Thursday, showers, possible thunderstorms, and highs near 64 degrees. It is 52 degrees currently in downtown Decatur.
I'm Jessica Whitlock. I'm Director of Marketing at BLDD Architects. Well, Decatur Blue helps BLDD Architects with both our blueprinting needs and our digital storage of those blueprints, as well as any of our marketing needs that go along with the business. One of the reasons that we stay with Decatur Blue is because I know that they'll always make it happen, regardless of how crazy the request is or how outside of the box that they will work with us to make it happen. Our experience with Decatur Blue's turnaround time is that we can always count on them to meet our deadlines, to go above and beyond, whether it's to work extra over the weekend or to stay late. If we give them a deadline, they'll always meet it for us. Decatur Blue's staff is unique in that they've all been there for so long. It's like working with a family. They all know each other. They've been there for as long as I've been there. No one ever leaves Decatur Blueprint. They stay there and work forever. And so you can count on the type of people that you're going to work with. You know who to call for specific things. And they're just awesome people. They've become a part of our business's family, too.
Make Decatur Blue part of your business's family, too. 423-7589 or visit them at DecaturBlue.com.
The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater is here, opening weekend May 24th through the 26th with Headliners 38 Special. Just hold on loosely. I'm so caught up in you. Wynonna.
Did you get to me?
And Forever Motown. Tickets for opening weekend and all 2019 season shows on sale Friday, April 5th at 10 a.m. at DevonAmphitheater.com. The Devon Lakeshore Amphitheater, located in Nelson Park, Decatur. More details now at DevonAmphitheater.com.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM.
Back here on a Tuesday, it's Ride and Run. Kyle May in the studios. Well, do you want to do this like Glengarry Glen Ross, right? We do like the coffees for closers, steak night, Cadillac right. thing, winner gets or loser gets fired. No sales pressure here.
Okay.
I'll do the Ricky Roma part. You walk in, you're describing, as you said, about 95% of your customers.
I'm getting nervous now. I've done this for like 30 years.
That's okay. No, I'm just saying, you know, a guy, gal walks in, mid-40s, approaching 50, whatever, maybe not in the greatest shape, but they think, man, I really, you know, I see all these pictures of the bike trails, and I see all this stuff, and get out in nature, this would be a blast. So they walk in without maybe having ridden a bicycle since, you know, childhood.
Yeah.
But where do they start? I mean, what do you do? What's the first couple of questions that are asked? I mean, yeah. How do you fit them to an affordable way of getting out there and getting started?
Yeah, and this actually translates to the run side, too.
It does.
Starting out a little bit. You're just trying to qualify them on what they see themselves doing, what movie that they see themselves in, what kind of adventures they see themselves on, or what kind of riding they're going to do. I'd say a lot of our customers have a friend that rides already, too, and they already kind of know the style of bike that they're on. So that really helps whenever somebody comes in and has a riding partner that might that they might ride with. But, yeah, if somebody wants to ride a bike path or ride to work, if they want to get involved in some gravel stuff, if they want to do some longer rides, if they want to do a triathlon, there's kind of bikes and mountain biking. If you want to do that, there's bikes for each one of those. So we kind of figure out which direction that they want to go.
And then
so somebody that says they just want to get in shape and ride on the bike path, and they live on the West End, and they can hop on and do like a 10-mile ride, well, back and forth to almost 20 miles on the bike path without even going on a road. We sell a Giant Escape model, which is like a flat bar bike that it starts around $400. Our most popular one's around $550 with disc brakes. It's kind of gray looking.
Yeah, no, but yeah, now the advantage of don't just gloss over the price because $450, $500 is an investment for a lot of people. But but the difference between going to like a box store and buying something, I mean, the advantages of spending a few bucks more and getting the service and you know, the quality, it's important.
So as we're talking to people, we're kind of figuring out how tall they are, looking at them and everything too. Our bikes come in different sizes, so they come in five different sizes for particular models, and then they are sized appropriately to how tall you are. So if you're smaller, the reach is in a little bit. The obviously the seat isn't as high, but as it gets bigger, the seat tube gets taller, the top tube gets longer, the front of the handlebars get higher, so it's proportional to how tall you are too. So we let people set on particular sizes. In some cases, I have, like, fit bikes. If somebody's really getting serious, like, we can adjust it to it and get a measurement off of that. So we look at seat height and reach and stuff like that, make sure it's okay. Yeah, the quality of the bikes are way, way nicer. So besides sizes, they're professionally assembled. They come in a box to us. We put them all together and make sure they're all running well. The service that you get afterwards, we have a free 30-day checkup and then one-year adjustments and some other things like that, too. So, yeah, we try to qualify them. See where they want to ride, make some recommendations off that. After we get it kind of narrowed down to the direction that they're comfortable with, we kind of solidify with a little test ride outside, and then we start looking at a helmet and water bottle cages and accessories.
Yeah, well, and you can accessorize to death. Just trust me.
How'd I do? Did we want to role play? Or?
Yeah, no, that was pretty good. That was pretty good. I just think people shouldn't be intimidated. Come in, get a bike. Man, get out. There's nothing better. And even like Kyle said, I think bike trails are one thing. You got a whole other intimidation factor about being out on the road.
Yeah.
You know, and if you can go out in the country, you know, it's a lot good. Different than, you know.
There's some cool tech for that, too. We just sold a Garmin head unit and a taillight that has radar in it. So as cars come up, it'll flash brighter to get the car's attention, and it'll alert you on your device, on your handlebar, that a car's coming.
Really?
Yeah.
The tech is amazing, isn't it?
I get a kick out of it, too.
What do you mean?
I enjoy it.
Oh,
I'm like
glad. I'm glad you're not stuck in your ways, like
old school.
Like, I remember when we were riding our bike, you know, and eating broccoli.
No, I'm pure. Like, they came out with this new wireless group a couple weeks ago. I'm all in on that. That thing's cool. Yeah, there's always some cool tech coming around.
All right, fleetfeeddecaturil.com, spincity.co, the web addresses you need to know. They're also very active on social media, Instagram and Facebook. There's a whole list of events. Next week we'll talk a little bit about Cinco de Mayo and some of the stuff coming up in May.
Yeah, I put a bunch of stuff. I mean, there's some events coming up that you might want to actually, like, train for.
Yeah.
So there's, like, Gravel Series is coming May 1st, so we'll do a couple different weekends of that, so or weeks of that of on Wednesday night. So, yeah.
Great stuff.
Yeah, we always got something.
All right. Well, these guys are hard workers, and they're here to you get the service. I mean, you can't – you go buy a box at a box store, and it literally comes in a box, and you got to go home and put the whole thing together when you don't know what you're doing to begin with, or you get
or
the
bring
expertise.
It to us. We do that, too.
Yeah, no, no. Buy it there. Buy it at Spin City. And get out and ride and run. The weather is here. The time is right. 76 for your high today, so get out and do something.
Today.
Are you really?
Yeah.
That's nice.
I'm gonna start working on my tan lines.
Good. That's good to know. So next week, tan lines with Kyle Mann, right and right. Mayor Julie Moore Wolf joins us on the other side of the break. We've got a lot to get to here today, folks. Only 1 hour in. We also have Cardinals tickets to give away courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. Don't go anywhere.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. First Mid Wealth Management recently announced Andy Cave as its new Senior Vice President of Business Development and Strategy. Prior to joining First Mid-